You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So, story came out early this week. It was a survey asking parents about just how much their kids are playing each day. Now, they broke it down into age groups. But the one that stood out was that they found kids who are six and under spend 10 hours a day just playing.
So six and under, 10 hours a day. That's probably right.
I'm sure
they're
it
not is. Fully engulfed in screens by six.
Right.
So yeah, I would think so.
Playing, just playing.
Just playing.
And you think creative. About, you know, there are some adults who are professional speakers, and their subject matter is that adults need to play more. I've heard a couple of different presentations on that about, you know, Americans especially lose their ability to just play. And I guess what we do is I'm talking in general terms here, we substitute like video games or something like that. But I don't know if that's necessarily the kind of play we're talking about.
It's that old quote, we don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing, Dom.
Yeah, and I think it's true.
I think there's
a measure of truth.
That's why I collect action figures from the 80s, so I can sit downstairs and pew, pew, pew. No.
I have to take exception to you saying that.
What's that?
Because you don't take them out. You leave them in the box. They're collectors.
Yeah, but there's an aura of play to it.
Not playing. To have a toy in a box, you don't take it out of the box. You're not playing.
You're kind of getting back in that realm, though, of being around the childhood toys and having them. So you do get a sense of your youth.
That's like torture.
Which is beneficial.
If you took a six-year-old and you gave him a toy and you said, here,
but
take it out of the box.
Obviously, it's not like actual, I'm setting up, you know, G.I. Joe, you know, scenes and playing. It gives me the youthful feel.
The closest that you think get to it, I think, just from observing, is when you get on that new bicycle of yours and you get to ride.
Oh, I love riding my bike.
So now
I
that's
love it.
Play.
If I were to
get on my banana bike or whatever they called those. What were those things called?
I don't know. Banana seats.
Anyway, you got on my bicycle and would ride off into the woods. They had trails through the woods, which you can do as an adult too, but it seems different because they're usually those mountain bikes, and I'm talking about the fun.
Like old school, get your Schwinn out.
Stuff. Yeah.
If I were to pick something where, you know, as an adult, I could just play like a child, it would be something that I witnessed the other day with my daughter and a couple of her little girlfriends. They were over, and they cleared everything out of my daughter's closet. It's a good-sized closet. And they were in there, and they set up like a little fort and a little play area. And for like the next 3 hours, I would go in there, and the door to that closet was closed. And you could just hear them in there giggling and messing around and playing with some of their Barbies and stuff in there. And I was like, you know what? That's the kind of play I kind of miss.
That's just wonderful.
Tucked in somewhere that's secluded and quiet and, you know, just building a fort with blankets and cushions. And
that's wonderful.
That's good play right there. That's great imagination.
So if we asked our listeners, what play activity do you miss the most from your childhood?
You know what the other one is really quick? You know
what? What?
Peekaboo. No. Man, I miss peekaboo.
You always laugh, right?
Every time!
We're going to set video games aside on this. We're talking about actual physical play. What would it be? What would you choose? And I have a question for you about hide and seek.
Yeah.
Now, we played that a lot. I mean, because we were always outside. I was in that generation where, you know, mom threw you out, you know, first thing in the morning. You could come back for lunch. And then you came back when the street lights came on. And otherwise, you were outside all day, every day.
Sure.
Just playing. And I remember, you know, in the evenings when it got dark, especially when we would start playing hide and go seek at night. So now let me ask you,
what
would you be a complete weirdo if you got a group of your friends together and you had like a party at your house, an adult party, you know, and everyone's got your adult beverages and stuff like that. If once it got dark, somebody stood up and said, okay, we're all going outside now and we're going to play hide and go seek.
I've heard of this. There are actual clubs out there that you can join that's like hide-and-seek clubs and groups. Honestly, what I would probably do, though, if we were in a group of friends and you were there and you suggested that, we would all say, yeah, let's go play hide-and-seek, and then you would run off and hide, and we would all be in cahoots, and we'd go off somewhere to somebody's patio and drink, and you'd be hiding all night.
All night long. That's funny. But, you know, I think there's, I bring this up and there'll be some people listening like, oh, that's stupid. I
mean, it's not stupid.
But I feel like there's a percentage of listeners who'd be like, you know what? That would be cool as hell. And so then my follow-up question is, why don't adults do it?
Yeah, again, I think they do. There is groups that do this.
Okay, so there are groups, but you don't hear about anybody
it's
having a
very
party
inside
at their
group,
house.
Because nobody wants to talk about that, Dom.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You do, sure, there are people, there are little knots of people around the country, but I'm just talking about, have you ever heard of like a bunch of friends at someone's house, 9 o'clock at night, saying, we're all going out, we're going to play hide and go seek?
That's because somebody's going to get shot or the cops called on them, because if you're running around your neighborhood as a grown adult hiding in your neighbor's bushes and stuff and they don't know, whoop. I mean, it's a little different when you're an adult. You're gonna get in trouble. Somebody's gonna think you're a perp.
I think you
that.
Should take the chance of getting in trouble. I think it would be a total kick in the pants.
That's pretty good. They need groups for all this. They need adult kickball, they need adult tetherball, adult duck duck goose. We need all this.
Yeah, they
all
have started some of those kickball leagues over the last several years. See, or whatever. That's good.
That.
But just, you know, meeting up like on a Saturday, that's not an organized activity. Hey, we're all going to go play kickball over here. You in?
Thunk, thunk.
I mean,
oh,
really?
Man, I loved kickball.
Yeah, it's a kick
and
in
I
the
love
pants,
tetherball,
right?
Too. Like, why don't we play tetherball anymore? You can
that's
do that as a
question.
Grown adult. Get the rope burns all over your wrist and everything. That's a
so
hell of a
your
time.
Here's Rachel. Rachel, what do you miss? What play activity would you jump back into?
I miss jump roping.
Cinderella, dressed in yellow, went upstairs to kiss her fella. By mistake, she kissed a snake. How many doctors did it take?
One, two, three, four.
Yeah, I'd jump rope with you, Rachel.
I would get up to 100.
Whoa, brag much?
Mm-hmm.
Fast feet.
Did you do the double dutch? Were you doing that too?
Of course, double dutch. We had names for other things that I don't remember. But yeah, we would just, all the bikes would be at the end of the driveway of my friend's house. And we would just jump rope for hours and hours.
Did you do the ice cream soda, cherry on top, who's your boyfriend? I forgot. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Did you do that one?
Jeremy, you may have been doing a little too much jump rope for a boy.
I was a little too into it, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Rachel, thanks for being on the show. Have a great day.
Bye, Rachel.
You too. Bye.
Appreciate you so much.
You didn't do that one?
No. Rod, good morning. Hi.
Good morning, boys. What's up?
Hey, buddy.
All right, what's the game?
Red Rover, sent Dom and Jeremy right over.
Oh, yay! That's the one we have to, like, bust through their hands, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. Get through a wall.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think about the size of most adults, you know, and then trying to run pell-mell across a field and doing that.
Your big buddy named Moose. Send Moose right over.
No!
That's what would make it so much more fun, man. Trying to get a heavy guy to not go through, that'd be hilarious.
You felt like a god if that happened, right? You didn't break the chain. You didn't break it.
Rod, have a great day, my friend.
See you,
bud. Be careful.
You two boys. Take care. Later.
Bye-bye.
See you later. What do you got for us, Serena? What are you missing?
Good morning. I miss how I felt about swimming.
That you
because
just enjoyed being in the
now
water.
Now it's an activity to be healthy.
No, right. Now it's an activity that you're overly concerned about because you're worried about how much urine is in the water.
Oh, there's the...
Exactly.
Whereas a kid,
it's
you're just like...
factor.
It's like, pool day in the summer.
Yeehaw, cannonball.
And now you're like, ooh, is that poop? I think I saw poop.
Yeah, I'm way too aware of people's hygiene habits and that just all of it is so gross now. And I didn't have any awareness of it as a kid, and I missed having that blissful moment of just not even knowing.
I just took my kids to the pool like a week ago, and my daughter came up and she's like, "You should see how many Band-Aids are stuck down there in the filter." I was like,
yeah.
Oh.
And people blowing their nose. There's so many people that blow their nose and just wipe it in the water. It's so gross.
Well, and so many butt cracks. I mean, think of the amount of butt cracks in that water. Oh,
way
God.
Too many butt cracks. That's what I miss, is not thinking about the butt cracks.
Serena, I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Bye, boys.
Bye.
Bye. There was a building that I lived in for just a short while, and it had a pool. I was like, oh, it's got a pool. It's great. I went down, and it was only a lap pool. It was like long, thin, mm-hmm. had the little, you know, rope things in there, whatever. And there was no pool just to go jump and, you know, play grab just at or soak. Whatever. It was purely just for the health thing, doing swimming
well,
laps.
That's the I'm way like, to man. Do it. Less kids in there.
boy, that's the well, that part is true. Jonathan, good morning. What do you miss?
Hey, boys. Jonathan, Star Wars fan. I miss playing with Legos. I would, like, rummage around in the box very loudly on Saturday morning, waking up my parents, being creative, putting stuff together.
Why do I feel like you still do that, though, Jonathan?
Yeah.
Well, okay, well, you caught me. I like putting together the Star Wars Lego sets.
Yeah, you've got a son. I know yeah. you're playing Legos with him.
You're not fooling anybody here, buddy.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but the fun part now is that he puts them together and I get to smash them like Godzilla.
No, you are a kid at heart, bud.
Am I a good parent? I don't know. Yeah,
you are a good parent.
You are a good parent. Jonathan, thanks for being on the show, bud. Good to hear
thanks,
from you.
Thanks, boys.
See you later.
Thank you. Who's next? Juliet. Hi, Juliet.
Hi, how are you guys?
Fine,
we're so
thank
good.
You.
So what are you missing?
So I have two things. One I actually got to do the other day. But the first one, I miss playing with Barbies and, like, Bratz. And then the second one is like field day in elementary school. I actually got to go to an adult birthday party where we did all the field day from back in the day.
Did you do like tug of war and long jump?
Yeah, like we did tug of war.
No.
Egg toss?
All that stuff.
Or the egg on the spoon where you got to like walk really fast with the egg on the
right.
spoon.
Three-legged
yep,
race?
You did
yep.
all that?
Three-legged
yeah.
race too?
Yeah, we even did the one where you, like, put your legs in the bag and you have to jump.
Yeah, what? That is the coolest birthday party ever.
Now there's yeah, a fun yeah. party.
That's a great idea. Did you guys get, like, get little ribbons and everything?
No, we didn't. That would have been a good idea.
Lame, lame.
Yeah, you got to yeah. have the ribbons.
Got to have the ribbons.
Oh, Juliet, great call. Thanks for being on the show, okay?
Of course.
Appreciate you. You know, and her call gave a lot of people, you know, an idea.
Mm-hmm.
They might have a party coming up here before too long. Maybe you have to, Anthony, I don't know. Maybe you have to have people sign waivers in case they have a heart attack or something. I don't know. What about you? What do you miss, Anthony?
Boys, we used to play backyard baseball all day, every day.
It's like the Sandlot.
Yeah, I kept track of our stats on a old Excel spreadsheet my buddy and I did. So we had a big group of nine of us that used to always play. It was a good time.
What position were you?
A shortstop, typically.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's great,
not
man.
Too bad. It was fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a good one, man.
Anthony, thank you for being on the show. I like that they kept their own stats.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. You can make little homemade baseball cards and put your stats on the back of it, I guess. Deanna, you're bringing it home for us. What about you? What do you miss the most?
I think I miss Simon Says.
Simon Says, touch your nose.
Yep.
Take two steps forward. Oh,
no, we didn't say it, you idiot. You're an idiot.
You know, you could play that at your next adult party, Deanna.
Just include just include shots with it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be good if people are drinking because they really don't pay attention.
Simon Says, sleep with your neighbor.
Again.
That's a good
go
one.
Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Simon Says, hang up.